Hello.
Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. Chris, would you take the roll?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Here.
Council President Ruben Wonderburn?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. First item is the consent agenda. Any discussion?
There's nothing. I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor say, Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Council President Ruben Wonderburn?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Well, so that was kind of it for the evening. Basically, we paid the bills and took care of some things. So.
I don't remember ever having a meeting. Sure.
I don't think I've ever seen one where there was no business. But they have assured us that they will be making up for that. So.
Oh, good.
Bill, is it okay if we did that?
Just kidding.
I don't think so. Just mayor council announcement. So we have our meeting with the Board of County Commissioners Thursday at 3:30, and we'll be having that in the conference room unless we get too many spectators, and we'll have to figure something else out. Other than that, and then Lisa had a few things she wanted to mention.
Just wanted to share a couple of invitations if anyone is interested. The Chamber's hosting a couple of ribbon cuttings this week, and we're participating in that too. But Sprinkles on Top is having a ribbon cutting and a social with Chamber members at 5:30 tomorrow, October 2nd. So if any of you would like to drop by, I'd love to have you. And then iCare Associates of CUNA is opening a new location here. They've got another office in Nampa and I think another one in Boise, but they're opening a presence here, and they are doing a grand opening and ribbon cutting at 5 o'clock on Thursday. And I know we have the Ada County meeting, but they said if anyone from the city would be able to join us, they would wait to do the actual ribbon cutting until 5:15 or 5:30 so that they can make sure someone from here is available. And then the last one is Boys and Girls Club's annual breakfast is coming up on October 23rd at 7:30 a.m. So if anyone would like to join that, feel free to just let me know and I can register you.
Okay, very good.
I have one reminder.
Okay.
And that is the Ada County Commissioners. I don't have it on my calendar what it's called, but it was the meeting on Glenwood. Yeah, on October 16th, Wednesday the 16th. It's like a half day deal ish. I think that was it.
Yeah, they had a couple of speakers coming in to talk about coordinated growth.
So that's on the 16th, and then there's a candidate forum on the 7th.
Yep.
Are we taking the city to that meeting?
I hadn't really discussed with anybody yet if we were, if you all wants to go to that, whatever, we certainly can.
If you do, let me know.
Okay.
We can meet here, go one call.
Okay. Very good.
I'm going, so I'll carpool too.
Are you going there?
I think so.
There's three of people taking a city plan.
Are you going, Greg?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want me to send you the agenda
and
again?
So this was kind of one of those deals. I don't know if any of the staff wants to go. I imagine Lisa is. Wendy is. Okay. We have a bigger car.
We'll get a school bus.
Okay. Then we have Brianna drive because she knows how to drive those.
What? What is it?
A white one of your cars.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Run? Didn't we have a station wagon like 12 years ago? All right, good, yeah. Bill, can we borrow your car?
Yeah.
How many can you get in there? How many hogs
it's
can
like
that
a clown call? Car? The answer is actually infinite.
What? There was no legal issue or anything with it. Interesting. Well, the car's smart. All right, well, that's all I have. Does anybody else have anything else? Is everybody excited about candidate stuff?
Yay!
You getting any action yet?
Only where's my science?
Define action.
Oh.
Define action.
All right, well,
glad
thank
you
all.
Glad you're back. Feeling better.
I told Bob the moral of the story is that exercise can kill you, so it's too
exactly
dangerous.
Right. I had never even heard of that he had, so I looked it up, and the first thing it said was CrossFit is the number one cause for, is it rhabdo? Rhabdo.
Do they make you sign a liability waiver? Because if not, just kidding.
Rhabdo actually sounds like a form of chafing.
And on that note, meeting adjourned.
Meeting adjourned.